The farrowing barn smells of wet straw and iron. You're standing ankle-deep in freezing mud, breath fogging in the cold air, staring at 200 heritage pigs through a rusted gate. In the far corner, one sow has purple lesions blooming across her ears. The rapid field test came back positive for African swine fever. But that test carries a 10% false positive rate, and the definitive lab result is 48 hours away. These aren't ordinary livestock. This herd is the last intact genetic lineage of their breed. If they're culled, the line goes extinct. No recovery, no rebuilding. Federal protocol is unambiguous. Signal the tactical crew idling in the driveway and gas the entire barn. Now. The commander is already tapping his watch. Arthur, the breeder, has his back pressed against the gate. He's not moving. He's asking you to place the farm under armed quarantine for 48 hours. Nothing more, just long enough to confirm the result. But if the test is real and you wait, the virus can travel on the wind. Commercial mega farms sit just down the road. A regional outbreak could mean millions of animal deaths and an industry in collapse. The tactical crew's engine is running. Arthur's eyes are on you. What do you do?